For more Bible topics, please go to www.biblebro.net. My name is Kent Owen. This topic is Jonah Died in the Whale. First note that this isn't a greatly supported teaching. Like most Bible believers, I believed that Jonah lived inside of a whale, or I guess you could say a great fish, miraculously for 3 days and three nights before he was vomited back onto land and had to warn the people of Nineveh to turn to God. The more I studied the situation and the language, the more I realized that it's actually a strong possibility that Jonah died inside of the whale and then he was resurrected. Jonah is a type of Christ. He sort of symbolizes Jesus in himself. And here's what Jesus said, Matthew 12:39-40. But he, Jesus, answered and said unto them, the religious leaders, an evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly. Yes, a whale's belly, not just a great fish, as some insist, because if you look at Jonah 1:17, it does say a great fish, but Jesus did come back around and said that this was a whale. The Son of Man will be there 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Was Jesus alive in the ground? No, and neither was Jonah alive in the whale. Jesus died and went to Sheol, as did everyone who died in those days. Jonah 2:1-2. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of my affliction to the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell I cried, and thou hast heardest my voice. Let's look at these two words, belly and belly. The fish's belly and the belly of hell. They're actually two different words. The fish's belly is taken from H 45:78. It means the stomach, the abdomen, inside or outside part of the belly. Note that this word is different than the next word, the belly of hell. Belly of hell is H 09:95. The belly, the womb, or of the depth of Sheol. Sheol is the world of the dead, the abode of the dead. In other words, Jonah's soul was in the pits of hell. The belly here is not describing the whale's stomach, but Sheol. Jonah 2:6-7. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars were about me forever. Yet you brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came up to you, into your holy temple. The bottoms of the mountains. Why are the bottoms of the mountains significant? The bottoms of the seas, which were recorded in the lowest parts of the earth, hence they are the gates of hell. In the resurrection of the wicked dead, the seas give up their dead, and so does death and hell. Note the connection between the bottoms of the seas and hell. The earth with her bars were about me forever. He was in the eternal place of Sheol, where the bars, or the gates of hell, like how it's talked about in Matthew 16:18, had locked him up. I was going to stay in hell forever, but you brought up my dead body back to life from corruption. Look at what he said here. You have brought up my life from corruption. That means you've brought me back from the dead. Check out Acts 2:27 that says, because you will not leave my soul in hell, neither will you suffer your Holy One to see corruption. My soul fainted. I prayed from the whale, passed out, died, prayed from Sheol, and was resurrected.